All right, good to see everybody. We can tell it's definitely regular season, so glad to get rolling. Today, I'll fill you in just a little bit injury-wise. We're in good shape in that front. The guy who won't participate today is Brian Hill, so he's still dealing with an ankle, and he'll likely be out as we're going through the next couple days. So he's definitely out today, and I'll give you an update for that tomorrow. Past that, we're in pretty good shape in terms of from an injury standpoint today, and we have a real process we go through to get ready. And that part begins today with us on Competition Wednesday and all the things that we do on this day to help us get ready. We've started the preparation earlier on Chicago, but today fully. And as you go back through and look at the tape, both lines of scrimmage, it's that kind of day. Good offensive line, both teams, good square defensive lines that can play. So definitely that part's at hand. But for us today, game plan-wise, fully in order, and health-wise, we're in good shape. So I'm glad to open it up to your questions.
Coach, I knew they weren't doing much, but what could you tell on how they plan to use Glennon in the Bears' offense?
Really, the play action, is one of the things that he does very well, and they have a good run game, so that makes sense, Led, in terms of how they would want to feature him. They're not outside the pocket, with the keepers as much as they've shown maybe with other quarterbacks, but that part of the game is really alive. And then the quickness of where he can get the ball out. We saw that, through the preseason and two guys and quickly, not downfield as much, but the quickness of getting the ball out, that's what we saw.
Dan, you said you could tell it's regular season. Were you just referencing energy or something? And then also, just as a follow-up, can you just talk about how nice it is to be able to play a game and sort of put everything else
behind you? Yeah, the regular season one, it's nice to have so many here. I don't know if it was the free lunch that was offered from Brian, but there was a certain energy as you walked into the building, and then the process begins for us, and a new outlook even in the team meetings to get going. This is the group, and new seat changes, just new view of where we're headed. For me personally, now going through it the third time, I feel more comfortable also. Going through that process, learning what I had in year one and hopefully learning quite a bit in year two, and that jump should happen again. So me understanding the process, the weekend's the hardest one for me as the cuts happen, and finding those spots. We had a pretty good sense between Thomas and myself of who and then who would be some ones we could bring back on the practice squad. So we're happy that we were able to get a number of the guys that we had targeted back. And at the same time, for guys who got claimed or on another practice squad, I'm pumped for them too, Jeff, only because they put the time in here. So if it's not going to happen here, I would like them to get an opportunity elsewhere.
Have you noticed that Bears line Leonard Floyd up on one side specifically, or do they move him around a lot? And how do you feel like you and your offensive line match up against him?
Like most times, they'll put him into different spots. In nickel, he plays more on the right side, and he's been a featured player in that way. So he's definitely one of the guys, but past him, Willie Young's a good player and McPhee's a good player, and the inside guys, especially in nickel, have done a good job too. So they're real square, they're real strong and stout, especially in the run game. Their linebackers play square to the line of scrimmage and are good tacklers. When I look at their defensive side, I think of a real fundamentalist, like no easy yards, it's going to have to be earned, and the run game on both sides I think is going to be a real factor in this game.
Talk about their strength on both lines of scrimmage. Do you change, or does the offensive side of the ball change a game plan or adapt a game plan going in when a team is particularly strong up the middle like they are with,
right,
with Sitt and Whitehair and I guess it's a long.
Yeah, that's what we're planning for. No, you're really planning on the style, but the player will also study that player, that they're competing against. So what individual techniques may a player use? In other words, how does their left tackle try to grab? How does their, left guard play things? When they pull, do they give anything away? So each week the studying kind of goes deeper and deeper as you get through Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And then once you get really into Saturday, that preparation part is over. Now it's your intent of how you're going to play. You don't necessarily have a different style. We don't play a different front, if a team's, more suited in one way. So we really stay consistent to what we do.
Coach, can you talk about Tax Rule going into this game?
Yep.
I know he came on in the preseason after, being out a little bit.
Right.
And I know they're going to run the ball. Of course, you expect that from them, but he's going to be in there, I'm sure.
Yeah, quite a bit. And we really see him being featured in our nickel package first, Vaughn, and more at right end than left. So we like the nickel groups that we play with. AC, Tack, Brooks, Vic, Shelby, inside it's Poe and Grady and Jack Crawford and Courtney Upshaw. So we're going to, you know, attack in a big way at the defensive line, and he's a big part of that. We love the style, you know, that he's playing with. And, yeah, we're anxious to get him into the rotation, into the group. He'll have a role on teams as well, you know, to have some portion to, you know, to help out. But we're pumped to get him rolling and get his start. And same with Duke Riley, you know, to get his start going, and KZ. So there's a couple guys that are getting their first action, so to speak, in the regular season, and they're really excited.
Any distinct message for Tack? I mean, I know you've worked with him a lot, you know, spent a lot of individual work with him with the pass rush and everything, and talking about his.
I'd say I haven't given any individual one yet, but by the end of the week, it'll be do what we do. And for him, that's run and hit. And that's exactly the style that he plays with. And so make sure, you know, that we let us know how our style is played. It'll be a real physical game, and he's a real physical player. So we're pumped to get started with him.
Yeah, I know you said that you guys prepare for everything as much as you can. Do you anticipate them playing Trubisky at all as part of their plan? If so, how do you prepare for the two quarterbacks, considering I'm not sure how much they are alike, but
sure. It's a fair question. I get where you're headed. You know, when two guys play and there's a competition for it, will they play them both? We'll prepare as we could see too, and that's John and their decision about who's, you know, playing, or is there a role or a package. Sometimes that happens with first-year quarterbacks. He's mobile, and he can certainly get out of the pocket. You can see why, you know, the pick was there, the talent and all that. So offensively, it's not like a whole new system takes place when another quarterback comes in, especially the game plan, because you're really featuring this play for this team. So you don't generally see wholesale changes for the plan. But you are aware of certain guys and their styles of how they play.
The Bears are pretty good against the pass last year. What have you observed that made them so good last year in that area?
And they've even added some guys on the secondary. I think it's the technique that they play with. When they play a 34 front, they're more committed, you know, to the pass. They play some of the inside guys as two-gap run players. So the teams that play 34 aren't playing eight-man fronts where you're down and aggressive towards the line. They're devoting another player into coverage. So they've done an excellent job of – you can see the communication that takes place all along the board. We certainly got respect for Vic and Ed Donatel, who are, you know, really on the defensive side of things, the way they do it. So long-time coaches, not surprised that their units are playing well.
Probably want to keep your offense off the field as much as they can. What do you see from their run game that might present challenges to them?
There's some similarities to what they do to what we do in the run game. I think they're best, you know, in the zone scheme. They have a big volume of runs. And, you know, we talked about Howard being a strong runner, you know, where he gets yards after contact. So for us in our tackling, it's got to be on point, you know, to make sure that the 4-yard run doesn't become a 7-yard run and the, you know, where it gets extended on plays. So that's part of the challenges that we spoke about today. I don't know if that's any different, you know, if they were playing us or playing anybody else. You know, they're committed to the run game. They've had, you know, explosive runs all last year, and, you know, almost to the same number that we had. So there are definitely similarities in both run games.
You had so many rookies last year. Defensively, you were still in flux. What's your level of confidence right now in that group relative to
last year at this time? That's a good question. I hadn't thought about that. I knew going into last year, Jeff, there would probably be some pains because there would be some things that hasn't happened yet within the scheme to learn. And so growing pains, so to speak, that happens. And I felt it was going to be real important to make sure we stuck with them and say we're going to learn from it and keep growing. I think that group generally is going to take a big step going from year one to year two. And I think the guys going from two to three will. It's a whole nother year in the system, a whole nother offseason. That first offseason as a young player or a rookie, so to speak, the offseason, the OTAs happen, the training camp happens, all of a sudden it's like regular season, like, all right, what's my rule here? What do I do? And now they're more aware of formations and sets and alerts. So I think just the experience, Jeff, makes a big difference, even though they're only going into their second year. A number of them played, you know, 800, 900, 1,000 snaps last year.
Is that where you're really looking for the most marked
improvement? It is. And I think it goes from guys one to two and from two to three. I'm not saying the guys who are older don't improve. That certainly happens. But not at the – they're more marginal ones where it's – I can get there to there, and it's harder to get to the next ceiling. for the guys who are going from one to two, I think their jumps can be pretty significant. And we saw that with a couple of players last year, certainly on the defense. I thought Vic Beasley was one of those and Grady Jarrett was, and I'm expecting those kind of improvements from Kiki, from Debo, from Dre, and Brian Poole is another one that we count on in that way. So same thing with Hooper, you know, on the offensive side. I think after year one in the system to year two, both Devontae and Tevin Coleman made a big jump. So I'm hopeful, Jeff, that those guys are going to stay on that same pattern and keep the improvement going.
Dan, pardon me from looking back one more time, but I know you've stressed going forward from what happened at the end of last year. But I'm curious, like we've seen some of the division rivals had some kind of jokes about it. And we've heard of a company that wants to put a billboard up outside Mercedes-Benz referring to the 28-3. Do you all pay attention to any of that? Is there any amusement, or does it make you mad or motivate?
I think it's more for the fans. Honestly, I don't get too far down that line in terms of those kind of things. So for me, I worry about our team, you know, and when we came back, I knew there was going to be questions. Okay, how much more work do we have to do to talk about last year? And I got my answer pretty early in training camp when I saw us go for it in the biggest way. But past that, on terms of the fan side of things, I love our fans. And, you know, so for them to get pissed about it, like, that's cool with me.